11 and up, we are always looking for new members. Let the Emporia Recreation Center keep you active for life.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:28, sunshine and 50 degrees, and it is time for What's in Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten. What's in Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. On a construction activity out there right now. John and Jenny, though, and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great care of you. And by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Bluestem doesn't have it, it is probably not around. That's the way that works. And let's see. Utsi Studio North. Phil, where are we at this morning?
Yes, Ron, I'm at Studio North. I just put the finishing touches on a He-Man breakfast, cold pizza, and apple.
Yeah, man, there you go.
You can't beat it. I'm watching the bird feeders. Of course, I got the hummingbird feeder down now. I haven't seen them little critters for a week or two, but I'm anxiously awaiting the arrival of my quail. I judged a field trial there at around Sterling last Sunday, and I brought some refugees back from the trial, and they've been coming up using the bird feeders, but I haven't seen them. So if they don't show up by the end of the show, I'm going to get little Myrna up out of bed, and we're going to go rouse them up because I know they're out there in the wildlife area somewhere.
Ooh, okay.
But Ron, high school shooting sports is one of the fastest growing sports in the country. But few towns, you know, offer ranges. There in Emporia, we had Dry Creek Sporting Clays, and I used to work with Bay Holland, and we used to get kids out there to shoot. And here at Council Grove, just 100, 150 yards to the northeast is the Headwaters Trap Range. And using it is a fellow I met several years ago at K-State when we did a program over there for fishing. And so I asked Drew to join us on the show. And so Drew is on his way to San Antonio with the K-State Shooting Club. And they're going to be down there in a competition. And he is the assistant professor of the Wildlife and Outdoor Enterprise Management, WOEM, at KSU. He's an extension wildlife specialist, and he also teaches courses on shotgun shooting, wildlife habitat management, and he has coached the K-State Shotgun Sports Club since 2016. So good morning, Drew. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing really well, Bill. How are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging in there. Like I said, I got that pizza down. I'm going to finish this apple right after the show. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and just what you got you involved with all the programs there at K-State?
Yeah. So I grew up in southeast Kansas down in LeBec County, about 10 miles south of Corson, in a little town called Altamont. Grew up hunting, fishing, and trapping, and my first job was at a gun club down there called Claythorne Lodge. I heard you mention Dave Holland's name. I worked with Dave some when Claythorne had really big events. Dave would come down there and help set up a course and that sort of thing. And so I actually got to know him a little bit. Then after I got out of high school, I went to school at Pittsburgh State for a couple of years for wildlife management. Ended up transferring to K-State, finished my wildlife biology degree there, worked for Wildlife and Parks through college, and ended up going into the private side of wildlife management for a few years, had a pasture clearing and wildlife habitat management business in the Flint Hills, and then I went back to grad school. Studied wildlife biology and kind of ended up looking into the job I have now. It's sort of a dream job. I get to do all kinds of different things. I do something different every day. I'm either helping somebody that's got a problem with wildlife or helping somebody improve wildlife habitat through my extension work. Or, like you said, I'm sometimes teaching classes. Life damage or wildlife habitat management, or I'm teaching courses about shooting sports. And that's actually what this trip is that we're going on right now. We're not competing with the shotgun team, but I'm taking some young people down to to the National Sporting Clay Association National Championship, and they're gonna help with that event and sort of learn about how to run big shotgun tournaments through working that event. And so that's what we're headed down there for. But I do go down to San Antonio with the K-State shotgun team as well.
Well, I see, Drew. I tell you, I can't wait for you to come over here one of the days when you have the team here participating at the range to give me some advice on my wildlife area. But where your club is there at the college, do you offer scholarships, or is that just a young extracurricular activity for the kids that are going to shoot?
It's strictly an extracurricular activity. We're what they call a club team. So we do get a little bit of support from the university, but that pretty well all gets eaten up, with travel and entry fees and that sort of thing. So we don't have any scholarships. Well, I guess one of the nice things about that for students is the folks that want to be on the team, anybody that wants to be on the team can be. And so they all get to participate, the same, regardless of shooting ability and all that kind of stuff.
Well, what you're doing with the students there, I thought you was going to be in a competition, but I think what you're doing is really more than just competing. You know, getting down and to see how such events are run, that's very, very important. And, of course, I've been involved with getting people outside with shooting, with activities we've done. And you really need to get a good group of volunteers, a good group of people that can work to put on the quality program. But I can't wait to talk to some of the kids about their experience, what they go through down there, and to learn about the shooting sports and to put on such a good activity. Of course, one thing that we always preach is firearm safety and responsibility and ethics. And I know that the clubs that I participated with, especially with the schools, that's up front and foremost. So in order to shoot for the K-State Shotgun Club, do you have a registration, or do you do have a safety meetings before they even go out to the range?
Yeah, we do that. That's part of our very first meeting of every year. We get all the previous members of the team from last year together, and then any new folks that want to join the team, and we do a safety briefing, and then they have to pass a safety exam, and that's something that then, of course, we keep on record. But, you know, we also follow the general guidelines of safety is everybody's responsibility when we're practicing and then when we go to shoots and that sort of thing. And so, we do have some folks that join the team that are pretty new to shotgun shooting, but we also have some folks on the team that have been shooting, you know, all the way back to junior high and that sort of thing. So pretty broad range of experience and skill and of course, that knowledge about safety and everything.
Well, Drew, we mentioned the Wildlife and Outdoor Enterprise Management program that you have there at Kansas State. What does that offer the student?
Well, it offers all kinds of things to them. That's the students that are going down to San Antonio with me right now. That's the program that they're in. And so we sort of combine a very applied wildlife management degree with some instruction on the shooting sports disciplines, how to design and run rifle and handgun ranges and shotgun sports ranges, and they also learn how to work on bows and all those sorts of things on the archery side of things. And then they also take some hospitality classes, because that's a very, very important part of the outdoor enterprise business, is giving people an experience, and then that's also combined with some business classes. So we're sort of training people to be entrepreneurs within either the wildlife management field or within the shooting sports, or like a fishing resort or that sort of thing as well. So we're training people to either go to work for a state agency or start a business for themselves or go to work on the private side of the wildlife management or outdoor enterprise business.
Well, Drew, I know you offer a lot of advice with people about the wildlife habitat and predator control and such things like that. And I looked at your Facebook page and saw an item called Turkey Tuesday. Can you tell us a little bit just what is that? Is that something that gives information on turkeys every Tuesday?
Well, it is. And that's not something that I do myself. That's something that Michael Chamberlain puts together. And he's one of the world-renowned turkey researchers. He probably knows more about turkeys than anybody else. And he doesn't have an extension appointment like I do, but that's his way of taking the science about turkey management. And a lot of it is really current research. Some of it may not even have been published yet. He's taking that, making it publicly available, and so it's really good information. And I think he does a really good job of taking the scientific jargon and some of the harder to digest information and turning it into things that anybody can understand and learn a lot from.
Drew, we also want to talk to you yesterday. You talked about a new podcast that might be coming out of the university. Can you tell me a little bit more about that and how people might be able to tune into it?
Yeah. So that I took over Charlie Lee's radio program when he retired. And, that's a five-minute segment about wildlife or pond management and that sort of thing every Monday that airs during the K-State radio hour. And 5 minutes just isn't hardly enough time to get into a lot of the information that we want to cover on some of the topics. And so Joe Gerken and I, he covers all the fisheries and pond management stuff on the extension side of things, and I cover all the wildlife management stuff. We decided that we'd go ahead and start a podcast so that we could have some longer conversations and get a little bit more detail about the different topics that we talk about on our radio program, and that's called Fins, Fur, and Feathers, and that's going to launch on all the different podcast platforms here in the next week or two, and I'll put some stuff on social media about that once it's available. But it's going to be different from a lot of the fish and wildlife management podcasts that are out there. We're part of a group of university extension specialists that have a podcast network called Natural Resources University. And so all of the information that we talk about will be founded in science. And our specific podcast will be different than the rest of them because we're going to be focusing on a lot of issues that for producers and other land managers might deal with rather than somebody who's just wanting to manage wildlife for hunting. And so a lot of the topics that I cover will be about wildlife damage management. A lot of the topics that Joe covers are going to be about managing ponds, both for livestock production and for recreational uses. I imagine there's going to be some blue-green algae information on his side of things. My first episode that I'll do is actually going to be about prairie dog control. And I'm sure I'll have one coming up fairly soon about dealing with coyotes and that sort of thing. But I'll also have some information about managing food plots for deer and probably some harvest management, stuff like that. So it's going to be a really broad podcast that hopefully lots of people will find some good information in.
Well, Fins, Fur, and Feathers, Drew, I like that. And just like this, it was scripted. I saw a rabbit there in Studio North, and I know he's going to be heading around to the front to predate gingers, azalea bushes. So this is where with predator control, I wouldn't say a rabbit's a predator, but he does do some damage to some certain plants that I have. Well, can you tell us just a little bit in closing right quick about your November 18th coyote trapping and predator calling field workshop?
Yeah. So earlier that week in Eureka, there's also going to be a regular classroom program of an evening. I think it's November 14th. I'll share a flyer about that, both our Wildlife Management Facebook and my personal Facebook here today or two. But that program of an evening on the 14th will be all about coyote biology, managing coyotes, how to trap them, and how to call. And then on the 18th, we'll do a field workshop where I set some traps the night before. Hopefully we'll have a coyote caught that next day. I'll show folks how to skin a coyote for the fur market and all that kind of stuff. And then I'll demonstrate how to make the different sets that we use to trap coyotes, both with foothold traps and snares, do a little in-the-field calling demonstration, and answer any questions people have about, you know, how to go about doing all those different things and what equipment I use, what equipment I recommend, and all that kind of stuff.
All right, Drew. Well, I do have a Facebook post up that has that flyer on your coyote workshop. I do want to give you a What's in Outdoors tip of the hat, not only to you, but the students going down there to learn a little bit more how we can promote our shooting sports in a safe, ethical manner. So good luck in your trip, and let's chat when you get back, partner.
Thank you, sir. That sounds great. Appreciate it.
All righty. Well, Ron, I tell you, I just look out here at the bird feeders going on, and it's time to get your bird feeders out, listeners. So we're going to go to that first break, and when we get back, I'll talk a little bit more about Outdoor World.
All right, thanks, Phil. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors, KVOE. We are live, and we are local.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
For your pellet burning stove, it's a match made in heaven. And they put out so much efficient heat, you'll think you're closer to somewhere else. Blue Stem has the perfect wood pellets for you. Pennington Premium Hardwood Pellets feature high BTU output to keep you warm and burn clean, too. Pennington pellets are hard, and the harder the pellet, the slower and more evenly it burns. A way to stay toasty warm this winter? Blue Stem's got it. Get your Pennington Premium Hardwood Pellets at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
It's Polaris model year-end at Express Tire in Emporia. In addition to factory discounts on model year-end 2023 machines, they have extra savings on all in-stock razors, like 4,200 off an XP1000 four-seater. These discounts are only available for a limited time and financing is available. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Call 620-343-9994. Visit ExpressTirePolaris.com or stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local, 847, 52 degrees. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. Council Grove Lake, Studio North, Phil Totten with us here this morning. Phil, nice morning out there.
Oh, it's lovely, Ron. I can't wait to get out and do a little bit of work in the yard. And I just wondered if I missed it, Ron, did it get under the radar on me? Has anything been said about the monarch butterfly migration this year?
Yeah, Lisa Keith and I had discussed that, and because they were tagging butterflies, a group at the David Trailer Zoo. So, yeah, they've been through, I think.
I see. Well, they never come through my area. I was wondering why I got all these flowers planted. I might see one or two, but I sure hope they can come back. I remember in the dove fields when they would come over, sometimes just I'd catch something out of the side of my eye and see it in flight, so I'd swirl around to try to make one of these spectacular shots, and it was a monarch butterfly. We do have a few eagles down at the lake, and they're always fun to watch.
Yeah.
I missed on the flamingo that was over at Chase County. I mean, Ginger and I, we were a day late, but we did have a good good meal there in Cottonwood Falls. Yeah, it was gone the day after, unless we just missed it. But we went over there, I think it was a Wednesday a week ago, and we never saw it. We drank, that lake's not that big. We walked around where other people had walked and saw different kind of tracks out there. But no, we missed it. But that was quite a deal going on and brought a lot of people
to
the community. We are catching some fish here at Council Grove. The catfish, I had a nice 10-pounder the other day. Ginger and I went fishing, and one of us forgot to put the plug in the boat, believe it or not.
Oh, no.
And so I things were hectic for a minute. Things happened, but we did get it back, and I confess that I put it in the wrong hole. So but we got things, got our composure back, and went out and got on top of the crappie bush, and the crappie weren't there, but we were able to catch two, and I did use one of them to catch a 10-pound channel cat, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But the crappie should be all stacked up on brush piles now, people, and so drop shotting with minnows or your favorite plastic will probably get you some. White bass and wiper, they have really been something this year, and here at the reservoir, they have caught some nice wiper. I'm talking about from 8 to 10 pounds, and I tried it for the first time. I'm not too much of a fan of eating white bass or wiper because they do have that strong red meat in them. But if you trim that out, and then what we tried was Zatarain's blackened fish seasoning. Do you like blackened fish, Ron?
Yeah, I sure do. Yeah, you bet.
I haven't really had that very much, but it's going to be at the table more and more. I tell you this, I guess a lot healthier for you than the deep fried fish. But trout season, the Wildlife and Parks has delayed that. It'll start December 1 now instead of November 1. And I was talking to my people with in Pratt, are we going to get some for Kings Lake? And right now, it doesn't look like it. But some of the water that they put trout in through the years, it's low. I saw that the Dillon Nature Center, which is over at Wichita, no, I'm sorry, Hutchinson, that generally has trout every year, it's almost dried up. We're 4 foot low here at Council Grove, 8 bricks, and so we do need that rain. I hope it comes. Hunting, upland game birds, quail, yes, maybe. The pheasant numbers just haven't come back. And if you're going to go hunting quail, I'd say the north central region would be the place to go. There's so many things going on out there in the outdoor world. I'm following different states that's going into predator control, different state initiatives. North Dakota has put up $500,000 to be allotted to predator controls. And we used to have a bounty on kayaks. That was not kayaks, coyotes.
There you go.
That was sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, it does.
You get $2 for their ears. But they're talking about where possums and raccoons, even skunks are concerned, $10 a tail till this $500,000 is used up. And I just talked to a guy at the field trial there that come up from Oklahoma, and their state's looking at the same kind of thing to help control these predators. I don't know how much it would be for each individual critter because it is, but an individual can get a $400 max on that. Our trapping industry, people just don't trap anymore. The furs aren't selling and going with that. So, well, let's go to that last break, and I'll mention some upcoming activities in our area.
Sounds good. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten here, KVOE. It's 852.
It's Polaris Model Year End at Express Tire and Emporia. In addition to factory discounts on model year-end 2023 machines, they have extra savings on all in-stock razors, like 4200 off an XP1000 four-seater. These discounts are only available for a limited time and financing is available. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details. Call 620-343-9994. Visit ExpressTirePolaris.com or stop by Express Tire at 806 East 12th.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supplies got it.
Whether you want to trap them for fur or trap them to keep them fur away, Bluestem's got what you need. Come check out their full line of Duke traps and several sizes of fur stretchers. And now with cooler weather coming, mice and rats are starting to move indoors. Bluestem's got all kinds of traps and other varmint control products, so get them out and keep them out. Got questions? Just ask Brian, Bluestem's trapping expert. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE Live and Local 853, 52 degrees. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors. KVOE with Phil Totten, Studio North off of Council Grove Lake. Phil, into the weekend. What's coming up?
Oh, Ron, I do want to put out a plug for our Lyon County 4-H shooting sports programs. They do have the registration coming up November 1 is registration deadline for BB guns, air rifle, and air pistol. And then they do have safety meeting dates set up. So I would contact the 4-H extension there in Emporia to see about getting the kids into one of these shooting sport disciplines if they can. It's the best thing that I know we have in our area to offer the kids. And then what they say is learning safety and discipline through 4-H shooting sports. Of course, Megan, one of our kids that we started working with and when she was 7 years old, we all know what Megan has done with this and getting out there. But then, of course, the restoration, different programs go on all year. It has to do with maybe some of the disciplines that interest other people. It would be archery, small bore rifle, muzzle loading. So there's a lot of things out there that the 4-H gets your kids involved with. And you do not need to live in the country to participate in 4-H. It's for all the youth. We do have the Gary D. Fuller Memorial Shootout tomorrow, Ron. Lisa and her family has really put that on, and it's sort of a takeoff what we started there. Well, it's not a taking off. It follows along what we started at Dry Creek Sporting Clays many, many years ago. But it is in honor of, in memorial of Gary, who's done so much with 4-H there in Emporia, and the family has carried on his tradition and ways. And I think all the proceeds go to benefit 4-H and the things that they do. And then tomorrow here at Council Grove, we'll have the 18th annual youth outdoor youth event. It's just east of Marina Cove, and there'll be shotgunning and archery and just all kind of good fun activities. So you need to get with the people and try to get in there because, at least I think you just show up. But there is a registration deadline for the youth event here. So that ought to do it, Ron.
Good to hear from you, Phil.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
Phil,
bird dogs are whining, wants to go out and see if we can't find those quail.
You better take care of them. All right, thanks, Phil.
Yeah, take care, bye.
Phil Totten, What's In Outdoors, every third Friday here at KVOE Live and Local, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. If Blue Stem doesn't have it, it probably is not around. And by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew there always take great care of you. Good morning. It is 8:56.
$14 billion for Israel, another $60 billion for Ukraine. That's